ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 24 कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड टेक्स्ट 57। न यस्य जन्मनो हेतु न यस्य जन्मनो हेतु कर्मणो वा महीपते आत्ममायां विनेशस्य परस्य द्रष्टुरात्मना। But for the Lord's personal desire, there is no cause for His appearance, disappearance or activities. As the Super Soul, He knows everything. Consequently, there is no cause that affects Him, not even the results of fruitive activities. Purport. This verse points out the difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and an ordinary living being. An ordinary living being receives a particular type of body according to his past activities. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papate. A living being is never independent and can never appear independently. Rather, one is forced to accept a body imposed upon him by Maya according to his past karma. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Yantra Rudhani Maya, the body is a kind of machine created and offered to the living entity by the material energy under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the living entity must accept a particular type of body awarded to him by Maya, the material energy, according to his karma. One cannot independently say, give me a body like this or give me a body like that. One must accept whatever body is offered by the material energy. This is the position of the ordinary living being. When Krishna descends, however, he does so out of his merciful compassion for the fallen souls. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advance myself millennium after millennium. The Supreme Lord is not forced to appear. Indeed, no one can subject Him to force, for He is the Supreme Personality of God. Everyone is under His control, and He is not under the control of anyone else. Foolish people who, because of a poor fund of knowledge, think that one can equal Krishna or become Krishna are condemned in every way. No one can equal or surpass Krishna, who is therefore described as asamordha. According to the Vishwakosh dictionary, the word Maya is used in the sense of false pride and also in the sense of compassion. For an ordinary living being, the body in which he appears is his punishment. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Daivi hi esha gunamai mama maya durateya. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But when Krishna comes, the word Maya refers to his compassion or mercy upon the devotees and fallen souls. By His potency, the Lord can deliver everyone, whether simple or pious. Hare Krishna. So, in this verse, Shukadeva Goswami is telling Maharaj Parikshit about the transcendental appearance of the Lord. This chapter is also entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the last chapter of the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the next 10th canto, which is like the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is about to appear. And it is quite incidental that the appearance of Lord Krishna also is very soon. After 2 months, we have Sri Krishna Janmashtami. So Krishna is going to appear on this, in this material world. And even in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is appearing little early. In fact, he appears everywhere, every universe, every moment. Somewhere his transcendental appearance is happening. But of course, because of our limited senses, we are not able to perceive that. However, if we continue glorifying the Supreme Lord, His activities, His birth, then one day we will realize that aspect. So here, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that but for the Lord's personal desire, there is no cause for His appearance, disappearance, or activities. As a super soul, He knows everything. Consequently, there is no cause that affects Him, not even the results of fruitive activities. So, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, in 2 paragraphs, He is making the difference between the birth of the living entity and the appearance of the Supreme Lord. The living entity, he takes birth in this material world according to his past activities, karma, karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papattaye. The living entity is forced to take birth. There is no choice. Here Srila Prabhupada says that living entity cannot demand that give me body like this or give me body like that. Whatever pious activities he has performed in his previous lives, or whatever sinful activities he has performed, all that gets calculated perfectly. There is no mistake. So there is no mistake in this calculation. Why somebody takes birth in a family where there is too much opulence? Or why somebody takes birth in an impoverished condition? So for that, this law of karma is there. And many people are not able to appreciate that why these things happen, why I am born with such and such things, sometimes defect or whatever things are there, or somebody may be born with great intelligence. So these are all decided. And karmana daiva netra. Karmana and daiva netra. It is under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not that he has made mistake. Some mistake has happened, so therefore living entity isn't to put into a certain particular place or has taken birth. There is no mistake. So this has to be understood very clearly. These are fundamentals of Srimad Bhagavatam. These have to be very clearly understood. When these things are understood, then one can go higher. One can understand higher and higher aspects. So therefore, now, one is given a particular type of body according to his activities. And how many different types of bodies are there? 84 lakhs species. You can imagine that so many different species are there. And according to one's desire, one may get a particular body. Somebody has a particular desire, then he will be awarded that type of body. So, there are so many different desires. And Srila Prabhupada, at other place, he explains that how these 84 lakh species have come. And he explains that there are three modes of material nature. 3 into 3 is 9, 9 into 9, 81, 81 plus 3, 84, isn't it? So simple, no need of speculation. Some other material scientists, they may give so many theories that in the beginning there was one cellular species, and then they gradually evolved, and then they became like fish, aquatics, and then they started crawling on the ground, became reptiles, and then started standing, and then like that beast, and like that Homo sapiens, and in that, after that, then human form of life, the most evolved species. That is their concept. Of course, we have our one scientist, very, very talented, His Grace Dutta Karma Prabhu. He has written this wonderful book, Human Devolution. Somebody can read that book. All his concepts will be clear. He will understand what is the truth. And what is not the truth. So, that is a scientific knowledge. Science means that knowledge which is as it is. There is no speculation. One who knows things as it is, that is a scientist. So, Dutta Karma Prabhu has very nicely written. Of course, language is a little difficult. One has to have patience to go through that book. So that is important actually to understand, because certain things cannot be proven. Like we say that we see what we believe. We believe what we see. But many things we do not see, but still we believe. In our body also, there are so many things going on. We cannot see, But we believe, yes, these things are going on. And there is sometimes diseases or some kind of things happen, we do not understand. But who has studied this material body, who knows that why these diseases are happening, he knows various things are going wrong. And he gives some kind of medicine, and then the disease gets cured. So person who is into that knowledge, he, when we approach him, then that person can give the solution. Similarly, to understand this material world, or why this law of karma is acting, because law of karma is very difficult to understand. Lord Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that this is very intricate. Karmana gohano gati. That this is a very, very intricate thing. Karmana yapi bodhavyam. Bodhavyam chavi karmana. Akarmanascho gahana karmana gati. So karma is very difficult to understand. And Krishna himself says that namam karmani limpanti, that I am not subjected to law of karma. Many times people may say that, Krishna also took birth in this material world, and it may also appear that he is also taking birth as an ordinary person, that he comes as a human form, but not a human being. He takes a human birth. It appears that he has come as a human being, but still he maintains his transcendental level. And that Srila Prabhupada explains in the second paragraph. He explains that that the Supreme Lord appears in his transcendental form. And in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Transcendental Knowledge, Lord Krishna makes it more clear. And he starts explaining that Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanam Avyam Vivasvan Manve Praha Manurikshva Kavit. Lord Krishna explains that in the beginning, I gave this knowledge to Sun God Vivasvan. So Arjuna, at this time he gets little bit confused, because he thinks that I see Krishna in front of my eyes, and he puts forward the question, aparo bhavato janma param janma vivasvata. He tells Krishna that I see that your janma is aparo, means now I can see that you have taken birth. And param janma vivasvata. And Vivasvan, his birth is before that. So how it is that you had given this knowledge to him earlier? So there, Krishna makes it more clear. He explains that bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna. That many births you had taken earlier. You have taken births many. You and I have taken births earlier. But you cannot remember all. I can remember all these births. That is the difference. Why we cannot remember? Why we cannot remember? Because our bodies are changing. We have this body in this life. When we die, then next life we have to take another body. We may go through the subtle body to another body. But we forget everything. Of course, sometimes some people remember also of their past lives, reincarnation. So that also proves that they had taken birth earlier. Otherwise, how can they remember exactly what had happened in previous lives? So Most other people forget. Because we change the body. But the Supreme Lord, He does not forget. Because He appears in His same transcendental body. His body is spiritual. He is not material. So therefore, He remembers everything. Ajopi sanyavayatma, bhutanam ishwaropi san, prakrutim swamadishthaya, sambhavami atma maya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Ajopi, I am unborn. Sannavayatma, I am not subjected to any change. So, here when Krishna tells that Ajopi Sanyavayatma, so Arjuna also may think that even I am Ajopi, I am also unborn as a spirit soul. I am also Avayatma, means even my transcendental body also as a spirit soul does not deteriorate. And then Krishna says, Bhutanam Ishwaropi San. I am the master of all living entities. That ordinary living entity cannot say, that I am the master of all living entities. If you are master, then what is our control? We cannot control even our own body. What to speak of controlling others' bodies? But under the modes of material nature, one thinks that I am the controller. Prakrute kriyamanani, gune karmani sarvas, ahankara vimudatma, kartaham iti manyate. He thinks that I am the controller. Under false ego. Vimudatma. Krishna says that is vimudatma. So, that is the position of the conditioned living entity. He is not able to understand that he is under the control of the modes of material nature. He is forced to take birth. He cannot demand that I want to take birth in this family. He is forced. There is no independence. Some other by great fortune one takes birth into particular family. And then one becomes proud. So, then that is more dangerous. Of course, there are humble souls also taking birth in the great families. We'll discuss about that also. So, that is a possibility. Under the modes of material nature, one thinks that I am the controller. And the difference between the living entity and the Supreme Lord appears Atma Maya. By His own internal potency, He takes birth. And He appears whenever He wants. It is not that Krishna is also subjected to material laws. That He has to appear. Whenever He wants, He will appear. Of course, He comes at particular scheduled time. Particular millenniums, He comes. And why He comes? He doesn't come to get conditioned in this material world, but He comes to rescue the conditioned souls. Those souls who are suffering in this material world, He comes to rescue them. Just like this material world is compared as a prison house. Prison house, when somebody is put in the prison house, what happens? They have to be abiding by all these strict rules. They have to wear particular types of dress. They cannot demand that, okay, give me t-shirt or another good safari or whatever. Correct. They are forced to take particular type of dress. Similarly, in the material world, everyone has been given these different bodies. These bodies are like different dresses. And when somebody gets a body like that, one is forced to act according to that body. So that is the difference. And when the Supreme Lord comes in this material world, He is not subjected to anything. Although it may appear that Supreme Lord also took birth in prison house. When Lord Krishna appeared, He appeared in a prison house. Kansa had captured Vasudeva, Devaki, they were in the prison house. But how He appeared? He appeared as a four-handed Narayana form. Just to show that He is not an ordinary living entity, He is the Supreme Personality of God. And then He went to Vrindavan. The same night, He went to Vrindavan. And then later on, He was killing so many different demons. When He was very young, He was killing so many different demons. So, here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the word Maya. According to Vishwakosh dictionary, Srila Prabhupada explains that the word Maya has two meanings. One is false pride. Sometimes we say that he is in Maya. So he is affected by false pride, puja, la, pratishta, or he is under illusion. So therefore sometimes we say that Maya. But here another meaning of Maya is compassion. The Supreme Lord has compassion upon every living entity, or He appears Atma Maya, Sambhavami Atma Maya, that according to His internal potency He appears. And what is the personification of compassion? Krishna's internal potency, Srimati Radharani. So Krishna appears through Yoga Maya. He doesn't appear through Mahamaya. To show the compassion upon the living entities. To give this knowledge, that there is a transcendental knowledge. And when we understand that transcendental knowledge, then we can also get liberated. We do not have to suffer in this material world. So therefore, Krishna comes to give that type of knowledge, that by hearing from the Supreme Lord or His bona fide representatives, when we hear from them, then one can become free from the modes of mortal nature. Otherwise, here Srila Prabhupada explains that Daiviyesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durate. This divine energy of mind, why it is called as divine energy? Because from the point of view of the Supreme Lord, all His energies are divine. It is not that for Him also there is Mahamaya. So therefore, when Krishna says, then He says that Daiviyesha Guna, it is divine. Consisting of the three modes of material nature is very difficult to work. Krishna also tells that it's very difficult. You cannot overcome by your own endeavor. You cannot overcome. But how you can overcome? Mame vaye prapadyante. Immediately Krishna gives the solution. Mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantete. Somebody surrenders to the Supreme Lord, then one can easily cross over. Otherwise it's very difficult. One may try, but it may be very difficult, according to His own endeavor. So therefore Krishna comes out of compassion for the fallen souls to rescue them from this material world. And how many incarnations Lord has taken, avatars? Why he comes? When are the avatara comes? So, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that why the Lord comes. Because when the Vedic principles, they push one towards complete surrender unto Him. That is the purpose of Vedic principles. That one should ultimately surrender to the Supreme Lord. And whenever such principles are disturbed by the demonic, the Lord appears. That is the time Lord appears. When that principles are disturbed, that Vedic principles are pushing everyone towards this surrender, surrendering to the Supreme Lord. Because when somebody surrenders to the Supreme Lord, he is completely protected. He is under the shelter of the Supreme Lord. It is not that surrender is very painful. In the material world, it may be very painful. But surrendering to the Supreme Lord, totally depending on the Supreme Lord, is actually very pleasing. That now I am totally dependent on the Lord. I do not have to worry about anything. The Supreme Lord will take care of me. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. That faith one must have. So when somebody surrenders to the Supreme Lord, then he is under the protection. Mahatmanastu Maam Partha. Daivim Prakruti Mashada. And the great souls, they take shelter of the internal energy of the Lord. Mahatmanastu Maam Partha. So they have complete assurance that the Supreme Lord is protecting. I do not have to worry about anything. So that is the assurance of the Supreme. That's how the Supreme Lord, He appears then. And of course, there are so many incarnations. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He explains to Sanatana Goswami that there are principally six types of incarnation. Purusha avataras, then Leela avataras, Guna avataras, Manvantara avataras, Yuga avataras, and Shaktyavesh avataras. These are the six types of incarnations. So these incarnations, they are coming so many times. Manvantara incarnations, Leela avataras. So they come every millennium. In fact, there are continuously incarnations are coming. And then, in short, Lord explains that how many incarnations are there. Just like there are waves in the ocean. Nobody can count the waves in the ocean. Similarly, nobody can count the number of incarnations the Supreme Lord is taking. And in this one universe, and there are so many millions of universes. So in all universes, the Supreme Lord goes. And He appears in so many wonderful forms and gives this knowledge. And the most merciful incarnation for this age of Kali is none other than Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the most merciful incarnation. And it is explained that in the spiritual world, that the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divides Himself into Radha and Krishna. And they appear in the material world. And in the spiritual world, everything is eternally existing. So therefore, we cannot say that In the beginning, there was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he divided into Lord Krishna and Radharani. Or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyani. That they combined in the form of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya came in Kali Yuga. We cannot say that. They are all eternally existing in the spiritual realm. So that is the one aspect of spiritual world where Shvetadip, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes are going on. And that is replicated in the material world as Navadvip, in the Gaudadesh, West Bengal. And there, this Navadvip, which is consisting of 9 islands, there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in Antardvip. Antardvip is the centermost part of the all 9 islands. And there also, that is considered as the lotus flower, the whole of the lotus flower. And there, at the center, is Yogapeeth. There Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. 500 years before almost he appeared. And there he was none other than Lord Krishna and Radharani combined together. And that was his form to give mercy to all living entities. And that is the reason actually why the Lord comes. So here also this verse, it is explained that he appears out of his own will. There is no cause for his appearance, because nobody forced the Supreme Lord to appear. He comes out of his sweet will. So in that line, we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this mercy, to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls, because they are suffering in the material world. Because in Kali Yuga, there is no hope. Nobody is very willing to understand the truths about the Supreme Lord. So they are suffering in this Kali Yuga. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And even after his disappearance also, he had so many of his empowered representatives continuing this mission. And today is also the disappearance of Srila Shyamananda Pandit. Shyamananda Pandit was a great soul who appeared in Utkal, in village Dharendra Bahadurpur. And it happened that all his elder brothers and sisters, they died before his birth. So therefore he was named as Dukhi, Dukhiya. Meaning the distress. But when they saw that he was born on a very, very auspicious day, so they understood that he is not an ordinary person, he is a great soul. And he had a great attachment to the worship of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. And he was a great devotee. So he studied everything, grammar and all other thing, poetry. And then his father instructed that you should take initiation into divine mantra. Father also understood that he is a great soul. He is not an ordinary child. So then, what was his reply? He said that My spiritual master's name is Sri Hriday Chaitanya. Mahashaya. He is in Ambika Kalna. He is a disciple of Gaurdas Pandit. So he desired to go there. He wanted to go to his spiritual master's place. And then his father was a little bit apprehensive. But he said that there are so many pilgrims, they are going towards Navadvip. I will go along with them. And so he also made his journey towards his spiritual master's place, Ambika Kalna. He went. He went to Navadvip. Then he went to Shantipur. And then he finally went to Ambika Kalna, where he met his spiritual master. And when he saw Sri Hriday Chaitanya saw, then he was offering obeisances. And at Ambika Kalna, many of us had gone there during Yatra. There are deities of Gornita, and usually they do not keep the darshan open all the time, isn't it? They just close the curtain in between, just like Banke Bihari temple. So they also close that. They have fear that our deities Gornita, they may run away. Because sometime when Gauridas Pandit, he was offering aarti, that time when he was offering aarti and there was kirtan going on. And as soon as he turned his face towards the audience or those devotees who were doing kirtan, they just ran. Gauranita, they ran from altar and they were participating into Harinam Sankirtan. And when he again was offering aarti, he saw that there are no deities on the altar. So he was very angry in his transcendental bhav mood. He took a stick and wanted to chastise Gauranita. So they ran and hid into the hearts of Hriday Chaitanya. Therefore his name was Hriday Chaitanya. So he saw that, he understood that he is a great soul, Dukhi Krishna. He immediately told him that you are not Dukhi, you are Krishnadas. And then he initiated him into divine mantra. And then later on he sent him to Vrindavan to learn under Srila Jiva Goswami. There he went and then he was learning under Srila Jiva Goswami. And there was Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. He was with them. He was learning with them. And then Srila Jiva Goswami gave him a wonderful service of cleaning the groves of Seva Kunj. That's a very, very confidential service. Keeping everything clean. Where the Supreme Lord is performing his pastimes, to keep that area clean and make sure that everything is proper. That's a very, very confidential service. So, and he was doing with so much awe and reverence that he was developing special emotions while doing that seva. Just cleaning the temple, he was developing so much of devotional sentiments. Sometimes we feel that, why this service? why should I be doing this service? But this is a very, very confidential service. And sometimes what he would do, he would take the broom, which was full of dust, and put on his head. Which is very, very fortunate, keeping the dust of Vrindavan on the head. With this dust is aspired by Brahma and Shiva. So, that was his mood actually. So one day, while he was cleaning that place, he found an anklet. A very beautiful anklet he found, and he thought that, oh, such a nice anklet, let me keep it, and I will give it to that person to whoever it belongs to. So he kept it. And when it was understood that this amulet was lost, so that time Srimati Radharani, she sent Vishakha Devi, told that you may find that anklet there. Yesterday night we were performing a dance and then it was lost, so it may be there, you just go and find. So as she goes and she sees that this devotee is cleaning the place, so she approaches. When she is just standing there, Srinivasa, our Shamananda Pandit, he sees that there is a great effulgence coming. So he out of respect, he inquires, who are you? And she tells that I am one of the cowherd girls from nearby village. And this anklet is lost. Have you found this anklet? So he tells that, yes, I have found it. So can you give? Then he, Krishnadas, he says, no, I cannot give. I'll give only to that person where it belongs to. So she goes and goes back and tells to Srimati Radharani that this Krishnadas devotee is there, he has that, but he will give only to whom it belongs to. So that time Srimati Radharani also comes. And he gives to Vishakha Devi. But then he goes into a particular trance. And then he takes bath in the pond of Radhakund. And then he assumes a divine form. And Sri Vishakha Devi, she takes her to Srimati Radharani. And she places that anklet on his head. And a particular tilak mark appears. And she places the kumkum of her lotus feet on his head. And then afterwards, after some time they leave and he comes out of the trance again as Krishnadas. And Srimati Radharani gives her the name Shamananda. Because one who gives pleasure to Shama, Srimati Radharani. So when he comes back, then his spiritual master sees that there is some transformation has happened. And when Srila Jiva Goswami, he hears, he was so much happy. But he tells that, please do not tell anyone, because others will not understand. But of course, when the news reaches to Ambika Kalna, somehow or other, how it reaches, we don't know, but it reaches. And there is his spiritual master, Hriday Chaitanya. He becomes very angry. How this deviation has taken place, how he has taken a different name and a different type of tilak mark. And he comes all the way from Ambika Kalna to Vrindavan. And then he chastises Shamananda and he starts beating him. Then he reveals the truth. That night, Srimati Radharani appears in the dream of Hriday Chaitanya. And she tells that, I have given him the name. I have given that tilak mark. Who are you to chastise him? So when he gets a dream, next day he becomes so much repentive. Next day he goes to Srila Shamananda Pandit. He takes him in his lap. He starts crying. And then afterwards, again he goes back to Ambika Kalna. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I took some extra time because there was Jagannath Ashtakam, 10 minutes extra. So if anyone has any question or comment. Srila Shyamananda Pandit ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.